you. You see, you work up your gratitude yourself. The faith comes to you from God. That's the difference. But that's why it's a different thing. Because faith is grace coming from God. Gratitude's something that any human being can engender in themselves. They can do it themselves. So you can do that. You can get faith in yourself in as much as you can get faith. And this is what Vivekananda tried to advocate, that you had to get faith in yourself before you could get faith in God, he said. And what he meant was that you get faith in the fact that you have a self, that you've got an Atman, you see. So you can have faith in that you do yourself. You just think to yourself, well, I've got an Atman, I've got a soul, I've got whatever it is. So you can do that. But for the faith to come in properly, it comes down onto you from God. You can't pray for faith, really. You just have to do that, what I said. You have to practice faith in yourself in as much that you believe that you have got a spirit, and then you leave it, because none of those things can be forced. They're just going to come to you. What everybody does, I'll take that back. What the majority of people do is that they're always aiming high all the time. And what I'm trying to teach you is to just be on the ground floor and not try and aim high. So these things like faith and love and all those things, they will come. You can just practice the things that you can practice that are related to it, in as much as you can practice gratitude, you can practice in the way of love, external considering, you can practice selfless service and all those. But you can't demand love by praying for it or any of those things. It just has to come to you. It has to be a gift from God. Well, you do have flashes of faith. You have all kinds of things. People, that's why I said when I was talking before, you can't precipitate things. The things will happen in their due course. But you might get a taste of something. A feeling or something, it will come through. It's the grace of God. Anything can be done. God can do what he likes. Sons that interfere. That's the object of trying to get you to get that silence in there. If you get a silence in there, there's some hope of God coming through to you. But if you've got a whole tumult going on in your head, well, how the hell can he get through, or anyone else get through?